8th paper. No cell phone for me, thanks. Page 39.
Ben Davis spends many hours talking on the phone. A leading movie critic whose daily column is read by millions of people around the world. He spends a considerable amount of time conversing with producers, directors, colleagues, and readers. However, unless one manages to catch him at home or next to his desk, Davis is unreachable. The reason? He refuses to purchase a cell phone, has never owned one, and does not intend to. Davis's attitude might seem bizarre, but he belongs to a growing number of people in modern society who are adopting this no cell phone for me thanks approach. They believe that people in the modern world are plagued by constant interruptions. No matter when or where, whether it's in the theater, at a family event, or in the middle of an important meeting, somebody's cell phone is likely to ring. Moreover, cell phone critics claim that ever since the cell phone was invented, society has been bombarded with greater amounts of noise, loud ringtones, and heated discussions. Is this what I need to hear while sitting in a restaurant with my family or friends? Davis asks. This is my quality time, he notes, and I don't want to be disturbed. According to psychologist Dr. Liz Johnson, people today complain about increased patterns of anxiety in their lives. The fact that they can be reached at any time, in any place, by anyone who needs to convey a message, adds considerable stress. Patients who have been convinced by Dr. Johnson to turn off their cell phones for a while, during set hours at work, for example, report a colossal change. First of all, they are more productive. The added bonuses include becoming less aggressive and feeling friendlier and more relaxed. And Dr. Johnson herself? She explains that her availability is an intrinsic part of her profession. I honestly wish I could function without my cell phone, but I'm afraid something might happen to my patients if I do, she says. I feel that I really have no choice. Cell phones have certainly changed our lives for the better. We feel safer, more loved, and connected to the world. But considering the stress they seem to be adding to some people's lives, it might not be such a crazy idea for them to live without cell phones again.
Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the report. In questions 2, 4, 6 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn about Ben Davis in lines 1 to 6? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. How he became a movie critic. 2. Why he refuses to buy a cell phone. 3. Where he can be reached. 4. Who his favorite actor is. 5. How he feels about owning a cell phone. 6. How he spends his free time. 2. The writer uses the word bizarre in line 7 because 1. He thinks Davis is right. 2. People misunderstand Davis. 3. Most people act differently. 4. Davis's justifications don't make sense. 3. Complete the sentence according to lines 7 to 15. People like Davis believe that the world would be quieter if... 4. In lines 16 to 25, the writer 1. Offers several solutions to the problem introduced in lines 7 to 15. 2. Shows the opposite opinion of the one introduced in lines 7 to 15. 3. Explains the attitude introduced in lines 7 to 15. 4. Describes the cause of the problem introduced in lines 7 to 15. 5. How are Ben Davis and Dr. Liz Johnson similar? How are they different? Base your answers on lines 1 to 6 and lines 16 to 25. Complete the sentences. 1. Both Davis and Dr. Johnson think. 2. Unlike Davis, Dr. Johnson. 6. What is the writer's opinion of the idea of living without a cell phone? Lines 26 to 29. 1. It should be rejected. 2. It should be adopted immediately. 3. It will never work in the modern world. 4. It might be a good solution for some people. 7. In the report, all the examples of living without a cell phone focus on 1. The economic benefits. 2. Improving people's quality of life. 3. Becoming healthier. 4. The social status of those who have no cell phones.